We're continuing with our shiurim, speaking about the Matnas Kahuna, and we're speaking today about one of the Matnas Kahuna that I have a particular affinity for, and that is Bikurim. I want to try to explain a little bit what Bikurim exactly are, and to give us a little bit of background, at least, to be able to frame things hopefully in a way which can make sense, as follows. We know that Bikurim comes up in Parshas Korach. It is one of the Matnas Kahuna, one of the things that we give Kohanim. So we give Bikurim. What are Bikurim? So when your Shivas Haminim, when your Shivas Haminim are growing, so we take the first of the Shivas Haminim that begin to grow, so our first fruits, we bring them to Yerushalayim. We bring them to Yerushalayim. We do a particular, ritual, you would say. There's Mikra Bikurim. You bring it at certain times of the year. There are psukim that you recite when you bring it. And then you gift them to the Kohen. You gift to the Kohen your Bikurim. Bikurim only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Bikurim is also the first thing, chronologically, it's one of the first things that we do. So even though Truma, we separate Truma, we separate Meiser from all the produce that we have, we separate different things, Bikurim happens to be one of the first that we... Bikurim happens to be one of the first that we do chronologically, and that's the din of Bikurim. Bikurim is fascinating, and I want to give, we spoke about it this past summer from one angle, we'll speak about it from a slightly different angle today. In general, Bikurim, it's really in Parshas Kisavo also. Again, we've had the opportunity to speak about Bikurim over the years, but Bikurim can really be part of, you would say, almost like one of three or one of four categories of halachas. The first that we're going to speak about very, very briefly is that Bikurim seems to be, at least for many Rishonim, one of the mitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz. We know the Gemara tells us in the first parak of Kiddushin that there are certain mitzvahs that are tluya ba'aretz, that only apply and are dependent upon Eretz Yisrael. They're really connected to Eretz Yisrael. Mitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz. And Tosfos in Baba Basra quotes a Machlokas HaRishonim, is Bikurim one of the mitzvot HaTluyos Ba'aretz? The same way that Shruma, the same way that Meiser, they only exist in Eretz Yisrael and they are worthy of this category of mitzvot HaTluyos Ba'aretz. Maybe Bikurim is also one of the mitzvot HaTluyos Ba'aretz. It stems from a Kedusha in the land, and that's one way of looking at Bikurim, is part and parcel of the mitzvot HaTluyos Ba'aretz. Again, it appears to be a machlokas harishonim. If that's really true, it certainly is limited to Eretz Yisrael, but there is a little bit of a machlokas about whether Bikurim is one of the mitzvot atluyos ba'aretz. The second thing about Bikurim, which is noteworthy, this was more of our discussion in the summer, is that Bikurim, on the one hand, you don't offer on the Mizbeach. You don't offer it, we don't burn it on the Mizbeach. Bikurim, fruit, does not seem to be a karban at all. You bring it to Yerushalayim, you give it to the Kohen. But nevertheless, Bikurim does have a very strong connection to the world of the Beis HaMikdash. The fact that you bring Truma, I don't bring to the Beis HaMikdash. Chala, I don't bring to the Beis HaMikdash. Bikurim, I bring to the Beis HaMikdash. And that is part of the reason why, for a variety of Achronim, maybe Rishonim, Bikurim, interestingly enough, aside from being one of the mitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz, Bikurim also become potentially, at least for some achronim, almost acquire the status of a karban. That even though you're not offering it on the mizbeach proper, it achieves the status of a karban that has implications in a variety of halachos. We spoke about that in the summer. Now is not really the time for that, but there's certainly what to be said about Bikurim's status as a karban. What we're going to focus on today is a third element of Bikurim. Not Bikurim as one of the mitzvot HaTluyos Ba'aretz, not Bikurim potentially as one of the Karbanos, but rather Bikurim as being one of the Matnas Kahuna, one of the gifts that Kohanim receive. The reason why Bikurim is important is that, first of all, Bikurim is also mentioned several times in Chumash, in Parshas Korach, and in Parshas Kisavo, other places also. Shavuos is Chag HaBikurim, which may have to do with Bikurim, or Shtei Halacha, but may have to do with Bikurim. It's definitely an important Matnas Kahuna, where there also may be a degree of complexity going on. There may be additional or multiple factors at play, so it may be something like a little bit of it's, again, multiple things going on. What's uniquely important about Bikurim is the following. The Rambam decides in Mishneh Torah that the first perek of Hilchos Bikurim is an introduction to all of the Matnas Kahuna. And even the Rambam's Hilchos Bikurim is really called Hilchos Bikurim Ushar Matnas Kahuna Shebikvulin. And the Rambam in Hilchos Bikurim includes within it many of the Matnas Kahuna. The fact that the Rambam chose Bikurim to be like the starting point and the beginning and the entrance point to give an introduction about all of the Matnas Kahuna may tell us that, you know, a dominant part of the character of Bikurim is the fact that Bikurim is a Matnas Kahuna. The fact that Bikurim go to the Kohen, that in of itself is considered to be incredibly, incredibly significant. Incredibly significant. It's very much telling. And we want to figure out a little bit this idea that Bikurim is one of the Matnas Kahuna. So in what sense is that so? How does it compare to other Matnas Kahuna? Are there differences? Are there distinctions between Bikurim and other Matnas Kahuna? And if there are, so in what way? In what way? What we're going to try to do in the time that we have is really, I would say, give background, develop a mahalach of Reb Chaim Brisker, of Reb Chaim and Sefer, and then try from there to speak about an additional couple of places where Reb Chaim's idea seems to come up in a way which I think is very intriguing, in a way which can give us some wonderful information and Yediyas HaTorah in this very important sugya. So let's begin as follows. The Mishnah and Bikurim, both in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yebez, and Perek Bez, Mishnah Aleph, tells us that Bikurim becomes Nichse Kohen. Bikurim go to the Kohen, and the Kohen owns them. The Kohen owns them. They're Nichse Kohen. The Mishnah seems to tell us that he has the right to purchase things with the Bikurim. The Bikurim end up belonging and fully being Nichse Kohen. Some of the Mefarshim explain it belongs to the Kohen enough, one of the classic Nafkaminas, it belongs to the Kohen enough that the Kohen is allowed to marry a woman with these Bikurim. If he proposes to her with his Bikurim, they are considered to be married. They are considered to be married. Bikurim has the capacity to get that done. That is the din of that's the din of Bikurim. Here's the really intriguing question. At what point do the Bikurim belong to the Kohen? At what point in the process do the Bikurim belong to the Kohen? And here there are different possibilities, like we saw in the first shiur about the Matnas Kahuna. It is possible that the Bikurim belong to the Kohen already from the time that they are initially separated. That once they're established to be Bikurim, they already belong to the Kohen, and my giving it over is less critical. Alternatively, it is very likely that you could suggest that the Bikurim belong to me. The Bikurim belong to me until I actually hand deliver it and give it to a Kohen at the Mikdash. So at what point in time do the Bikurim actually become part of, do the Bikurim actually start belonging to the Kohen? At what point does that happen? So here we have a very well-known comment, I think. I don't know how well-known it is, but it should be. A comment of Reb Chaim, Reb Chaim's commentary in the Rambam and Hilchos Erechin, Perek Vav Halacha Tazayin, where Reb Chaim points something out, which is very intriguing, which is very intriguing. Number one, the Rambam Paskins in Hilchos Erechin, like one daya in the Mishnah in Shkalim, that if I have Bikurim in my hand, and I decide that I want to be makdish the Bikurim, I want to sanctify the Bikurim by being makdish it to the Mikdash, so it's not chal. You are unable to be makdish. You're unable to be makdish your Bikurim. You're not able to. Nevertheless, as some of the Achronim point out, the Tosfos Yontif there in Shkalim, I believe, raises this question, that the Gemara in Erchid on Daf Chav Ches tells us that if you have a Bechor is a firstborn animal, a firstborn animal, that a bechor, if you would be makdish it, there may actually be a chalos hektish. So the bechor is a firstborn animal I have to offer on the mizbeach. That's also one of the matnas kahuna. And that I don't have the ability to be, I do have the ability to be makdish. So Tosfos Yantiv has a question. The question is, bikurim, the first fruits that you bring to the mikdash, bechor, the first of the tahor animals that are born that you bring to the Beis HaMikdash, those are both matnas kahuna. Those are both gifts that you are going to be giving to a kohen. Why is it that bikurim, the Rambam paskins, you are unable to be makdish, you're unable to sanctify the bikurim? Once they're bikurim, you can't be makdish it anymore to the mikdash. You can't sanctify it, can't give it over to the mikdash. But bechor, you could. They're both matnas kahuna. They're both gifts to the kohen. But why is it that in one I still have the power to be makdish it, and in one I don't? That's a question of Tovas Yantif. Suggests Reb Chaim the following answer. Says Reb Chaim, it's source number 10 on the sheet. V'nira lomar deshani bechor mi bikurim. Says Reb Chaim, it is true that bechor, your firstborn animal, bring to the mikdash, bikurim, your first fruits, they all go to kohanim, and they're all matnas kahuna. But nevertheless, as Reb Chaim, you can distinguish very powerfully between the different matnas kahuna. There are ways of being mechalik between them. How am I mechalik between them? So says Reb Chaim the following very sharp ha'ara. The din of Bechor, the Torah emphasized when it comes to Bechor, that you have to be nosein it to the Kohanim. Says Reb Chaim, when it comes to Bechor, Bechor is still in your possession. The firstborn animal is still in your possession until you deliver it and you give it to a Kohen. Because it is still in my possession until I deliver it to a Kohen, so the halacha is, if something is in my possession, I have the right, the power, the capacity to be makdish it. That is the din of Bechor. However, says Reb Chaim, Bikurim, the first fruits, here's an amazing chiddush. Bikurim, from the second that they are established as Bikurim, even before I've given it to a Kohen, they already belong to the Kohanim. The fact that they already belong to the Kohanim tells us, says Reb Chaim, that's why I can't be makdish bikurim, because they're no longer mine. Once my bikurim become bikurim, they no longer belong to me. And because they no longer belong to me, I am not empowered or entrusted to be able to be makdish those bikurim. Says Reb Chaim, that is one of the distinctions. That is one of the distinctions between bikurim and bechor. Many matnas kahuna still belong to you until you give it over, so you could be makdish it until you've given it over. Bikurim belongs to the Kohen right away. It belongs to the Kohen right away. Says Reb Chaim, that explains another halacha. What other halacha does that explain, says Reb Chaim? It explains the following. Normally, there's a discussion in the Gemara, Tovas Hana'a Mamon, Tovas, Yosef, we'll get there in 1 second. Tovas Hana'a Mamon, Tovas Hana'a Eina Mamon. Normally, there's a discussion that I have the ability, if I am so inclined, I have the ability to choose who exactly I give it to. Sam, we'll wait for your question until you see some of the nafkaminas, I think. That I have the ability to choose who I give it to. Truma, I could give it to Rav Yammer if I want. I can give it to someone else if I want. It's all good. It's flexible. When it comes to Bikurim, however, Bikurim go, at least if some day is in Chazal, to the Anshe HaMishmar, to the Kohanim that are functioning at that time in the Mikdash. I have less flexibility to choose which Kohanim are getting my Bikurim. Why is that so? Because when it belongs to you until you give it over, so part of it still belonging to you is that you have the capacity to choose now who you're going to give it to. It's yours, I choose which Kohen I want to give it to. But when it comes to Bikurim, again, it's a little bit more subtle in Reb Chaim, but when it comes to Bikurim, I don't have that same power to choose because it's not really mine. It's already the Kohanim's. I'm just a delivery guy bringing them what's already theirs. For that reason, the din is by Bikurim, I have less flexibility to choose who it goes to. It goes, the halacha is, to whoever the Anshei Mishmar are. Whoever the Anshei Mishmar are. Where else do you find this idea? Where else do you find this idea? So we're going to speak about, in the limited time that we have, we'll speak about two additional contexts where you see this idea of Reb Chaim, which I think is very important. A couple questions, let me just read the questions for now. Sam, we'll get to your point in a little bit. It's definitely possible it belongs to all the Kohanim. Abe, so this is a little bit different. We saw the question originally with the Ktsos about Pidyon HaBen and all those things. For Reb Chaim, some Matnas Kehuna still belong to you and some don't. There are distinctions between the Matnas Kehuna, which may end up impacting questions like Katan. You know, if it already belongs to the Kohanim, we have more flexibility to give it to Katanim. If they don't, then you have less flexibility. So what are two issues that come up? Yeah, Abe, what's up?
The Ktsos and Rashba, though, all Matnas Kehuna, like, there's no chiluk for them. Like, every single...
I don't know for sure all of them, but a minimum, a whole lot of them. I don't remember if they go ass sweeping. Where do you see this idea? So one will be short and one will be a little bit longer. The Mishnah Bikurim in Perek Bey's Mishnah Dalid. The Mishnah Bikurim tells us that Bikurim is different than Truma. Bikurim and Truma are different. How is Bikurim different than Truma? So one of the distinctions is that Bikurim are, the Gemara says, Niknin b'mechubar lekarka. That even when the Bikurim are still attached to the ground, they are Niknin. They're already acquired when they're attached to the ground. What does that mean, that they are already established as Bikurim when they are attached to the ground? So the Bar Tanura just says, when they're attached to the ground, Bikurim already are considered to be, when they're attached to the ground, they're already considered to be Bikurim. That once they're attached to the ground, they're still the Chalos Bikurim. As opposed to Truma, that so long as Truma is attached to the ground, it can't yet be Truma. It's only Truma when you actually separate it later, but so long as it's attached to the ground, you can't be Mafra something as Truma when it's attached to the ground. So for the Bar Tanur, this line, Bikurim is Niknin B'mechubar, means there can be Bikurim when it's attached to the ground, but as long as something is attached to the ground, it can never be Truma. But if you look at the Rambam and Peirush on Mishnah, the Rambam says, no, what does the Mishnah say there? Bikurim are Niknin B'mechubar. Bikurim are acquired when they're attached to the ground. Says the Rambam, Sha'koin Zoche Bahen V'harein Shelo Kishahein Adayin Mechubaros Lekarka. Says the Rambam, the chiddush of Bikurim is that Bikurim already belongs to Shevet Kehut, to all the Kohanim, once they are established as Bikurim. So, when it's growing in the ground, it's the Antitheos question, so it still really belongs to me. But once it is, even though it's still attached to the ground, but it's already sufficiently ripe and have been established, it already belongs to the Kohanim beforehand. Says Reb Yitzchak Sirotskin, one of the giants of American Jewry, in Gvuras Yitzchak, in Bikurim, says the Gvuras Yitzchak, what do you see in this Rambam? The same Ha'ara that Reb Chaim made. Bikurim belong to the Kohen when they are still attached to the ground, even though you did absolutely nothing. Even though you did nothing to separate and deliver it, you did nothing to give it over, but Bikurim, only it already belongs to the Kohen when it's still attached to the ground. The Mishnah tells us, Truma is different. Truma, this is not true. Truma is not Niknin B'mechubar. Truma maybe has to be delivered, but Bikurim belongs to the Kohen already when it is attached to the ground. Okay. General clarity thus far, 1, 2, and 3. Hope this is okay. We're going to go one step further. It's a little bit deeper. I apologize. I hope we're into these shiurim, because we're going to go, if you are, we're going to go one step deeper. If you're not, so then, you know, whatever. It is what it is. There is a Mishnah in Bikurim. We speak about this actually sometimes in the morning for Mishnah in Peya. The Mishnah in Bikurim in the second parak is contrasting Bikurim to other things. And the Mishnah says in Bikurim, one more time. The Mishnah, the Rambam explains that Bikurim are acquired, Bikurim belong to the Kohen, even when they are still attached to the ground, before you have separated them or brought them to Yerushalayim. The Rambam writes, Bikurim already belong to the Kohanim. The Gevuras Yitzchak says, that's really what Reb Chaim explained for the Rambam, that Bikurim belong to Kohanim already before they are delivered. Even when they're still attached to the ground, the Kohanim already own them, already acquire them. Okay. So, the Mishnah here, next context. The Mishnah here is describing the din of Bikurim as opposed to Truma. You know, in general, you have a question when it has Truma or Bikurim or anything like that, which is, how much do you have to give? So the first of my Shivas Haminim, I have to bring to Yerushalayim. Okay? I then have the Truma, the first of my produce. I give over some to Kohanim. How much do you have to give? So Mishnah Bikurim says as follows. Truma has a shiur. Truma has a set amount that you're supposed to give. Bikurim does not have a shiur. Like we say in davening in the morning, Eilu dvarim she'ein lehem shiur, ha-peya v'ha-bikurim. Bikurim has no shiur. There's no amount. So the Mishnah seems to say Truma has a shiur, a set amount to give. Bikurim does not have a shiur. The Mefarshim are very much bothered by this comment of the Mishnah. The Tosfos Yontif there in Bikurim in Perek Bey's Mishnah Gimel, the Tosfos Yontif is very much bothered by this comment of the Gemara. Says the Tosfos Yontif, it's actually not true. It's actually not true if you look in Rambam. If you look in Rambam, it sounds as follows. Everybody agrees that both Truma and Bikurim have no shiur mida oraisa. It's part of Ami, it's part of the Mishnayos there. They're doing a lot of comparing. That both Truma and Bikurim have no shiur mida oraisa. You give whatever you want, it's okay. The Gemara says about Truma, chita achas poteris esakri. If you have a massive amount and you decide to give one thing, that counts. Both Truma and Bikurim have no set amount oraisa. You bring a little bit of Shivas Haminim, Doraisa, good for Bikurim. You give a Kohen a little bit of your produce, Midoraisa, good for Truma. They both also have, if you look in Rambam, a Shir Midirabbanan. The Rabbanan said about both of them that there is an amount that you should give. For Truma, how much should you give? So that depends. Either a 40th, a 50th, or a 60th of your produce, depends on how generous you are. If you're more generous, you give a 40th, your Benoni, a 50th, a bit more stingy, you give a 60th. Bikurim, also the Rabbanan said that there is a shear. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Bikurim in the second parak, it should be about a 60th. This is based on a comment to the Talmud Yerushalmi, they point out. So wonders the Tofos Yontif the following question. It's an awesome question, and please pay attention, it's so good. On the one hand, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Truma has a shear, Bikurim doesn't have a shear. Wonders, that's not true. They both don't have shiurim mida oraisa, even a little bit suffices. They both do have shiurim mida rabbanan. So how can the Mishnah compare them and say, Bikurim has no shear, Truma has a shear, they're the same. Mida oraisa, no shear. Mida rabbanan, yes shear. That is the question of the Tosfos Yontif and many Achronim. Clarity thus far, 1, 2, and 3. There are a lot of answers to this question. We're not going to talk about them. We'll give one very brief answer, and then we'll give one which is a little bit fancier. The brief answer is, the Tosfos Yontif says, no, all the Mishnah means as follows. Truma, even though Truma has a shear dirabanan, and Bikurim has a shear dirabanan, Truma's shear midirabanan is hinted to, asmachta, a remez in a pasuk. Bikurim's shear has no hint to at all in a pasuk. So all the Mishnah and Bikurim means to say is that Shruma has a shear Durabanan, but hinted to in a Pasuk. Bikurim has a shear Durabanan, but it's not even hinted to in a Pasuk. Okay? It's a little bit of a more difficult read in the Mishnah, but that's how they understand it. That's how they explain it. There is another Mahalach. There's another Mahalach. It's in the Gilyon Ashas, on the Yerushalmi in Bikurim, Perek Gimel, Halacha Aleph. We don't quote Gilyon Ashas in the Yerushalmi Bikurim often enough. This is our chance to do so. So it is an honor and a pleasure to be able to learn different areas of Torah. It's one of the great things, hopefully, about this Yerim, is we're dealing with, you know, Yediyas HaTorah as a whole is an awesome thing. And to get a little bit of exposure to different areas of Torah, it can be very, very exciting. The Gilyon Ashas, there in the Yerushalmi, has the following suggestion. Please pay attention. There's a world-famous Chiddush of the Noda B'Yehuda. It's also found in the Tosfos Rid in Kiddushin Andaf Nun Chesam Abeis. Andaf Nun Chesam Abeis. Where the Tosfos Rid says as follows. When it comes to Truma, there are two parts to the mitzvah of Truma. Two parts of the mitzvah of Truma. One, when I separate Truma, I'm doing two things. One thing I'm doing is, I have a mixture of all of this stuff that grew in my property. It's all usher for me to eat. When I separate Truma, I'm now allowed to eat the rest of my produce. Truma allows you to eat the rest of your items. Another part of Truma is that Truma is something which I give over to a Kohen. I give it to a Kohen. Says the Tosfos Rid, those two dinim have a difference in the amount. In order to make your produce mutter to eat, I have all of my stuff together, and I want to be able to eat it. All I have to do, me to Oraisa, is take off one little bit, and I can eat all my stuff. Chita achas, there's no shear, a little bit, there's no shear, even a little bit, can make all of your stuff mutter to eat. But says the Tosfos Rid, Truma does have a shear mi d'oraisa, that when you deliver your Truma to a Kohen, that has to be a nesina of a davar chashuv. It has to be a significant amount, whatever that means for now, that you give over to a Kohen. So says the Tosfos Rid, when it comes to Truma, Truma ein la shiur means there's no shear of Truma insofar as when you remove a little bit, your produce becomes kosher for you to eat. But Truma does have a shear. Truma does have a shear that when you want to give it to a Kohen, it has to be a significant amount. Says the Gilyon Ashas in the Yerushalmi in Bikurim, that is the pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Truma has a shear, Bikurim has no shear. What the Mishnah means is as follows. Truma and Bikurim are the same on some level, that even if you separate a little bit, that's good enough. It's good enough to make the Truma edible. It's good enough for your Bikurim. The difference is that for Truma, there's an additional shear that when you give it to a Kohen, you have to give a significant amount. So when the Mishnah says Truma has a shear, Bikurim doesn't have a shear, what the Mishnah means is that Truma has a shear, d'oraisa, that when you deliver it to a Kohen, has to be a significant amount. Bikurim has no such halacha. Bikurim has no halacha that when you deliver it to a Kohen, it has to be a significant amount. That's the chiluk. Truma, when you give to a Kohen, has to be a shear, a significant amount. Bikurim doesn't. Why is that so? Why is it that Truma, when you deliver it to a Kohen, you have to give a significant amount, but for Bikurim, there's no need, when you give it over, for it to be a significant amount? Why is that so? Why is that so? So some of the Achronim suggest, because of this Ha'ara of Reb Chaim. Again, I'm sorry it's a little bit involved and tricky this early in the morning. But because of this Ha'ara of Reb Chaim, what's the Ha'ara? When it comes to Truma, Truma belongs to you. So it's yours until you give it to a Kohen. So the Torah said, because you fulfill the mitzvah, when you give it to a Kohen, that's a significant act. So you got to give it with a significant shear. You got to give it with a chash of amount. Bikurim already belongs to the Kohen. Bikurim already belongs to the Kohen. So then, it's not important that you give the Kohen a significant amount of your Bikurim. It's not important you give the Kohen a significant amount of your Bikurim, because the Maisa Nesina is not really the Maisa Mitzvah the same way. The Maisa Nesina isn't so significant. So some suggest what's going on in the Mishnah as follows. Truma has a shear, Bikurim has no shear. What do you mean? They all seem to have some shiurim. No, it's like this. For Truma, Mita Oraisa, you have to give the Kohen a significant amount. Why? Because it's yours until you give it to the Kohen. It's yours until you give it to the Kohen. So when you give it to the Kohen, that's a Maisa Mitzvah. The Maisa Mitzvah of giving to a Kohen, you have to do it in a Chashav way, by giving him a significant amount of Truma. That makes the Maisa Mitzvah more Chashav. That transaction, you to the Kohen, matters. When it comes to Bikurim, it already belongs to the Kohen. When it comes to Bikurim, it's already his. So all that you are doing in Bikurim, the only thing that you're doing in Bikurim, is just giving him what already belongs to him. And the Torah was not makbid, that since you're giving him what belongs to him anyway, the Maisa Nesina is not as halachically significant. So we said, even if you give him a smaller amount, there's no problem whatsoever. Even that's considered to be sufficient. Let me chazal, we did it a little bit later today than we wanted to. I apologize for that. But we saw the following, today. Bikurim are really important matnas kahuna. Bikurim, the shivas haminim, when they first grow every year, you bring it to the Beis Hamikdash, it's around Shavuos time, you're harvesting, you're bringing it, it's very exciting. Bikurim may be in that list of mitzvahs called the mitzvah tlios ba'aretz. Bikurim may even be a little bit like a karban on some level. Bikurim also are undoubtedly one of the matnas kahuna. What makes Bikurim unique, as opposed to Truma, as opposed to Bechor, as opposed to so many others, and this Reb Chaim emphasized, and others point out in additional context, Bikurim belongs to the Kohen already right away. You aren't even giving it to the Kohen. In many ways, this question of like Bikurim are Matnas Kahuna, but some Matnas Kahuna are given over by you to the Kohen. Some Matnas Kahuna are really given from Hashem to the Kohen, and they're gifts that already belong to the Kohen from the beginning. Bikurim belongs to Hashem already from the beginning. It belongs to the Kohen already from the beginning. Even when it's attached to the ground, it could belong to them. And when you give it to the Kohen, all you're doing is giving him what already belongs to him. And therefore, you have less flexibility for who you give it to. You don't choose the same way. Whoever's functioning, working in the Mikdash then, that's who gets it. That's a lot of the understanding and basics of Bikurim as one of the Matnas Kahuna.